of lectures, I'm not going to try to even name all the muscles in the body. There's something like 146 named muscles in the body, and it would be tedious and even boring for me to relate all these names of all these muscles. But some of the muscles are major muscles, and it's appropriate for you to learn some of them, just so you can understand how some of these structures work. When we talk about the muscles of the skull, we can identify two large muscles that are quite important. One of these you can feel by putting your fingertips on your temples and then clenching your jaw. When you do this, you can feel a muscle bulging there, and that muscle is called the temporalis, which originates on the side of the skull and inserts into the jawbone. There's another muscle called the masseter, and the masseter arises from the zygomatic bones of the cheeks. And if you put your finger below and in front of your ear when you clench your jaw, you can feel that muscle also expanding and contracting. There are lots of muscles that operate the structures of the face. They're called the orbicularis oris, which surrounds the mouth, and the orbicularis oculi, which surrounds the eyes, and they all work together to create the facial gestures that are very common in life. Some of the muscles are very tiny but have very long names. For example, there's a muscle that pulls up the upper lip at the corner of the mouth, and this has an extremely long name called the levator labii superioris aliquinasi. Even though it's only as the size of a rubber band, it has a very, very long Latin name, and it basically corresponds to the name in English, the elevator of the upper lip that's alongside the nose. Now, when you look at some other muscles that are present in the axial skeleton, you can also palpate them very readily. For example, if you put your palm of your hand on your forehead and then try to nod your head, at the same time, if you touch the medial portions of your clavicles, you can feel long tendons that go up from the front of the neck toward the back of the skull. These are tendons that belong to the sternocleidomastoid muscles. And these muscles are the muscles that are responsible for nodding your head when you're nodding yes. Another muscle that's at the back of the neck is called the splenius. This muscle helps bend the neck backwards or help rotate the head. And it covers over deeper neck muscles that also adjust the positions of the skull. There's a large collection of back muscles that go all the way down the spine. They have a number of different divisions. All these muscles, in short, are a collection of muscles called the erector spinae. And these erector spinae muscles help us to arch the back and to move the back as a coordinated whole. Sometimes these muscles of the back can develop spasms and cause people intermittent and severe back pain. And since these muscles are so complex, it's sometimes rather difficult to treat these muscle spasms. So they're a real challenge for physicians. Well, that completes our description of the axial skeleton. In the succeeding lectures, I'd like to talk about muscles of the upper and lower limbs.